Welcome to the Dubstep Zone.
send a man a get bought.
We'll be right back. In the pre-dawn darkness of August 26, 1929, in the back bedroom of a small house in Torrance, California, a 12-year-old boy sat up in bed listening.
He could feel the rumble.
Yeah.
natural darkness, shivering with sound.
You've been listening to the Dubstep Zone, episode number 51. As usual, we had 8 tracks, and they were as follows. Track 1 was by Tote. He is from Sweden, new artist of the show. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Tote, T-O-T-T-E, repeated. That's from the Cut Music record label at cutmusic.org. Fantastic. Then we had Wake Up by Southman. Southman is from New Jersey in the US. You can find it at soundcloud.com/Southman. And that comes from a brand new EP, which comes out on the 1st of July 2010, called In Darkness. And it's from my favourite record label, Angel Dust. AngelDustRecords.com. Check it out. Then we had track 3, which is Balkan Warrior by Digital Knottage, soundcloud.com/Digital Knottage, from Dobruja in Bulgaria. I don't think I've had anybody from Bulgaria on the show before, got that from SoundCloud. And then we had one of our old friends, Liquid Stranger, with a track called Make It Bang. Find him at soundcloud.com/Liquid-Stranger, from Scottsdale in the US, of course. Then we had another one of our old friends played him before, Kuna. That track was called Underwater, and you can find him at Vibe Deck. More about him from the excellent Ephedrina record label at ephedrinanetlabel.wordpress.com. Track 6 was Let's Kill the King by Systek. You can find Systek, they're a duo, they're based in the US. You can find them at soundcloud.com/Systek_dubstep. And then we had track 7 by Anodyne Industries. Thought I'd played him before, but I haven't. AnodyneIndustries.net is where you'll find him, from the Bay Area in California. The track was called Make It Darker, and I picked up at SoundCloud. And then finally we had Spell Sonic by Flex Vector at flexvector.com. He is from Portland in Maine in the US, and that's from the Block Sonic record label, blocksonic.com. So there you have it, 8 pieces of dark dubstep. Do check out the Angel Dust Records In Darkness EP. It's a 4-track EP, very dark dubstep indeed, probably darkest I've ever gone, and you can probably tell that by listening to the Southman track. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Dubstep Zone.